All right, guys, look, I know it has been a minute. I think my last podcast was on the riots when they first started to kick off in the summer. But I'm not going to talk about that today. I said what I wanted to say, and we're going to leave it at that. Today's podcast is going to be on elections. Yes. Elections. I know you guys are probably absolutely just disgusted at this point with the amount of political propaganda that is populating 30 seconds to a minute, probably every 3 minutes, what it seems like anyway, on your televisions, on your Facebook feeds, on your Insta Twitters, on your Red Tubes, or whatever you do. They're everywhere. They are literally everywhere. I don't care what your politics are. I don't care what, you know, left, right, up, down, sideways, backwards. Doesn't matter to me. I don't care. This channel is about being prepared, and this channel is about being self-reliant. And that's what we're about. I am not really a political debutante either way. I'm pretty in the middle on a whole lot of stuff, but I'm not going to get into politics today. I'm not going to say you should vote for this candidate or not. That's not what I do. What I will tell you is give you some background as to why the system is set up the way that it is, how we got where we are, and what elections, since we are coming up on, you know, November, are actually important in the grand scheme of things. So we're going to talk about just that. We're going to talk about, you know, give you a little give you some history as to why it's set up the way it's set up and what happened to change it and how we got where we are. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff, but mostly for you, I want to give you a little insight as to what I think you should be paying attention to. And I think the answer is probably going to surprise you. I don't think I've done it on this podcast yet, but I think it's going to surprise you. So we're going to grab a word from our sponsors, and I'll be right back. All right, so now that we're back from the whole sponsor thing, one quick note on that that I've just recently figured out is if you like what I do, and actually, you know what? Let me talk about this for a minute. So give me a second. I'm going to kind of segue into some things that if you were on the Facebook Live last night, because I have a Facebook, if you were on the Facebook Live last night, you heard me talk about some analytics that I found on Anchor, which I thought were pretty cool. So that said, 85 to 90% of the people that listen to this podcast are 25 to 34 years old. That's cool. That's kind of the age range that I'm at. I mean, that's where my brain's at. So it makes sense that people of that age group would relate to me. Which is great. Thank you guys very much. But I also found out that nearly 100% of my following, no matter what country, and there's countries all over the world that follow me that listen to my stuff, which I appreciate all of y'all. But 99% of all of those people are male, which again, totally cool. Thank you guys very much. But real quick, let me talk to the ladies. Ladies, I know that y'all are with your dudes when y'all listen to this podcast. I know that's happening. You can like my stuff too. That's okay. I'm here for everybody. I think everybody needs to be prepared. I think, you know, everybody, every demographic ever needs to be be able to be prepared, because, you know, if we're all prepared, everybody does better. That's just how I see it. So, ladies, come on. Give me some likes, give me some shares, give me some stuff. Come on. Anyway, I'm just kidding. But no, seriously. So, on that note, something new that I found out that Anchor's doing, they've probably been doing it for months, and I've been so busy that I couldn't really keep up with it. Anyway, is becoming a supporter. So what that means is as little as $1 a month, which would really help me out. I could produce a lot more content. I could, if y'all want to jump over, if you're not on my Facebook page, what are you doing? Like, that's where I do all my Facebook lives. That's why I like the Facebook lives. Cause like with this podcast, like I feel like I'm just talking at y'all. The Facebook lives on my Facebook page, that's where I can really like sit down and have a conversation with y'all, and we could like share experiences, and like I could learn stuff from you. I mean, that's what I'm about. Like, yeah, like I feel like in this role right here that when I talk to you guys, like it's me telling y'all. But what I really want to do is I want y'all to share some stuff with me. Because we're all, obviously, if you're listening to my stuff and you're following my podcast, then we're already on the same wavelength brain-wise, which is great. And I want to know what you all have to say. I want to know where y'all coming from. I want to know where your head's at with everything. So I just wanted to take a second. And if you guys want to become a supporter, that's wonderful. It's Presidium-Edge/support on anchor.fm. That's anchor.fm/Presidium-Edge/support. I'm going to say that one more time just because that sounds like a really confusing thing to say when I'm trying to talk about a website link. So that, if you want to become a supporter, which I would really appreciate you doing, that would be anchor.fm/Presidium-Edge/support. And that will take you to my my drop-in page where you can denominate or not denominate how much a month you would like to give me in support so that I can continue to bring you content. And also, please go to the Facebook page, throw a like up there, throw a comment up, you know, let me know, message me directly. You can talk to me directly on the Facebook page. It goes right to my phone and I will get right back to you. With whatever questions that you have, you want to talk about the podcast, you want to tell me how bad I suck, that's awesome. Whatever you want to do, man. All right, so back to what we were talking about before. Excuse me, I had to take a drink of my coffee. Talking about elections and why most of us hate them. It's gotten to a point now in 2020 where... I'm sure a lot of you feel like this. It's more of a dog and pony show and less voting for a leader. Like that's what it looks like at this point. It is what it is. Like I said, I'm not going to get political on here. That's not what I want to do. I want to be this podcast is strictly going to be about being prepared. But I feel like I need to touch on this, because it's a way that we need to be prepared. So a lot of people put a lot of focus on the federal elections, right? This is for my friends in America and, you know, places like that. But hey, like other countries that listen to this page that aren't democratically run, freedom's awesome. So we'll just leave it at that. It's not really... Excuse me, the truck in front of me hit the grinders. Anyway, so it's not really, for me, it's not really the federal elections that are the most catastrophically important. For me, it's the state and local elections. It's who's your sheriff? It's who's your governor? Who's your magistrate? Who's your district attorney? Who's your jailer? Like, those are elected positions. And you need to know who those people are and what their policies are, what their brain is doing. You need to know because it's those people that are most likely going to have the most direct effect on your day-to-day life. Yeah, we all got to pay taxes, and most of that comes from the federal government, small part from the state. So it would behoove you to know who the hell your governor is of your state to figure out what he's more than likely going to do with your state taxes, because that's something you'd want to know. It just is what it is. There's a lot of focus put on the federal government, put on the presidency, and I get that. But for me, and in my mind, I would be much more concerned about who my people are in my city, my county, my district, my state, because it's those people that are going to directly affect my lives. They're going to create policies within my state, like gun rights. Oh, yeah. I went there. I did. Like gun rights, like self-defense law, like all that stuff. They're gonna figure out how much funding the police force has. They're gonna figure out how much funding the National Guard has. So if those things are important to you, you need to vote for the person that you think is gonna do the best job at allocating that money. That's not gonna be on a presidential ballot. That won't. It will be on a state and local ballot. You need to pay attention to that. That's my riff on what's more important when it comes to elections. That's my riff. Don't worry so much about the presidential elections. Understand that your state and local elections are going to do a whole lot more to directly affect your life than the presidential election. They just are. So, with that, let's grab another word from the sponsor, and we will wrap this up, and I will give you some news about me going live on the Facebook feed. All right, so we are going to wrap up here. I'm going to talk about a couple of things just in closing. So, real quick, we talked about state and local elections being more important than federal elections. So, having said that, in closing, what does that mean for you? It's pretty simple. Get out and vote. Get out and vote. Early voting is right now. I am going this week, and I am voting myself. So, get out and vote. Do your research. Turn off your damn TVs. Don't listen to these pseudo-political dog and pony show ads. Do your own research on your own candidates, and get out and vote for the one that you think is going to do the best job. Notice, I did not say party. I said one. That's right. I want you to vote for the person that you think is going to do the best job. Now, that's going to raise a couple of questions. One, on your little voter card when they give it to you or whatever, they ask you whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, because there's only two parties, apparently. There's like a bunch more. But only two that are recognized at this point. Do I agree with that? No. However, that's the way of the world right now. So vote for people to change that. Anyway, whether you're one or the other, it really doesn't matter. You can vote for whoever you want. You don't have to stick with your party. I actually don't agree with voting by party. Because again, I'm an individual freedom kind of a dude, and I'm a vote for who I think, whether Republican or Democrat, based on the research that I've done, who is the best fit for that particular job. That is how I vote. That's how I think voting should be done. So get out and vote. Do your research. Turn your TVs off. Don't listen to pseudo-political ads from one or the other party. Do your research on your individual candidates. because we live in the age of the internet, and you can't hide shit now. If you want to find it, it's there. So do your research. Go out and vote. Go out and vote. I'm going to say this one more time because it's that important. Go out and vote. So I'm gonna get off my soapbox now. I said what I needed to say. Y'all know where I stand about that. So right now, let's go ahead and talk about some Facebook Live stuff. I am gonna make a commitment to do one Facebook Live per month this year. So I'm gonna do a Facebook Live once a month. I will announce it on the podcast when the Facebook Live for that month is gonna be. And you guys can tune into the Facebook page. You can like, you can comment, you can tell me I suck, you can tell me all my friends suck, because I'm going to have a bunch of people on there that know a bunch of different stuff about what we're talking about. Whatever we're talking about on Facebook Live. A point about the Facebook Lives that I want to drive home, because I've had a lot of questions about it. So first of all, the point is, yes, it is assumed that it's my Facebook Live. Yeah, that's right. It's my Facebook Live. I set up what we talk about. I'll bring a couple guests in. But it's not a from A to B only type thing. I want input. I want comments. I want questions. If y'all want to come in on the live and say, hey, I've been a nurse for 30 years, I've got some medical shit to talk about. Or, hey, I was a scout sniper for 20 years in the military. I've got some, you know, track and survival, like running around in the woods type shit to talk about. If it's relevant to the fucking topic, we'll do it. Excuse my language. It's not just gonna be, this is me talking to you and y'all can't say nothing except in the comments after the live's over kind of a thing. That's not how and I know that some of y'all are sitting there right now going, this dude is crazy. Yeah, I am. Because I believe that the crew that I have, the following that I have, are capable of having a meaningful discussion on Facebook Live. I think we're able to do that. As long as we enter into it with the mindset of we are going to be civil, we're not going to get personal about things, we're not going to get emotional about things, and we might not agree. Disagreeing is actually a good thing, in my opinion. Because it means that there are different paths to take. Anyway, I believe that we are capable of having a meaningful discussion peacefully on Facebook Live. And I think it's going to be a great thing. So understand that when I do a Facebook Live once a month from now on, that it's not just an A to B conversation. I want your input. I want your comments. If you want to come on camera and talk to me with relevant experience to the topic, man, come on. Let's go. Let's do this thing. So anyway, with that said, that's about my Facebook Live. If you want to be a supporter of this channel, supporter of my Facebook, supporter of my business in general, I do a lot of other stuff. We do home security evaluations. I'll walk through a fire plan with you, what to do with a home invader. Whatever your bag is, whatever you're concerned about, hit me up and we can talk about that. I can work up a plan. We've discovered now because of coronavirus that Zoom is an amazing tool. I can get a lot done through Zoom. It's awesome. So if you are interested in that kind of stuff, whatever services I can offer you, hit me up, let me know. We will take care of that as well. So elections, go out and vote, research your own candidates, do what you got to do. Please don't vote party. Vote for the dude that you think is going to do the best job. Stay tuned for Facebook Live on Facebook. If you don't know what my Facebook is, I will link it up with this podcast and you can find me there. Also do Twitter and Instagram. If those are your thing, I'm not too terribly active on either one of those because I don't know. I don't really like the platforms. But anyway, that's a personal thing for me. That has nothing to say about either one of those. I'm sure they're great. But Facebook Live, I think, is where it's at, and we're going to be doing those once a month. So, if all of that, everything we talked about today, is good to go with y'all, consider becoming a supporter. I appreciate that. If not, just keep listening and keep liking my stuff. If you found the information today helpful, please consider doing all the things that I mentioned before a couple times in this podcast. Anyway, thank you guys very much, and I will see you guys on the next one. This is Justin for CineMedge. See y'all down the road.